Welcome to the CGI podcast for this week. This is Dusty in the studio with me. I've got our star CGI presenters, Orla and Damien. And also we are joined by the editor, all hail, the man in charge of PC Live, Stephen. All right, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about T-shirts. We're going to talk about analogies. We're going to talk about inline selectors, whatever they are. They are actually very cool and related to music as well. We might get a little bit of a high-definition television in there while we're at it. But before we talk about something that Damo doesn't think that we're going to be talking about.
What is this now?
I'm not telling you. I'm keeping it as a surprise. But first, let's talk about Orla's embarrassing incident with her PlayStation 2.
Caused by you, Dusty. Caused by you.
Yes, it was. It's entirely my fault. Go on.
So I got Flow, the game. Do you know this game, Flow? It's all about breakdancing and they teach you how to breakdance. There's also a calorie-burning section, which I was very happy with.
Okay.
But so off I went, turned it on, said to my friend and an audience of about five people, wait till you see this. Wait till you see my breakdancing moves. I'm going to learn robotics.
Robotics.
That's what I want to learn.
Okay, yeah.
Turned it on. They were showing you the moves. And every time I went to do the move, it just said, miss, 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 while people rolled around the floor laughing.
Okay.
Because Dusty gave me the game, but didn't give me a dance mat.
That would be a problem. I thought she would have a dance mat.
So let me just add.
Every girl I know has a dance mat.
Excuse me, Dusty. That's not what you were saying last week when I said, Dusty, I think I need a dance mat. And he said, no, you don't. Go off and review that and
come back
next
week. Sure, you must have a twister mat at home. Pull out.
That's pretty sexist.
What do you think, Stephen, of these dance mat games on PlayStation?
I can see
it's all very Japanese, to be quite honest. I don't know.
I love the idea.
You know, as I said last week, I'm big into the karaoke. So I'll do on the PlayStation.
So have you done SingStar?
Yeah.
Have you?
Of course I have. Yeah.
All right. And how do you score?
How do I score? I'm not bad. I'm sort of average. But there's a bit of a Ronan Keating closet fan in the house who tends to score excellently whenever he sings a Ronan Keating song, which is kind of
disturbing. Does he have the Ronan Keating?
He's got the whole green grash of home kind of thing going on, you know. So,
do we get an exclusive online presentation, a little preview of you doing Ronan Keating?
Absolutely no. No, strictly for Saturday night, I'm afraid.
Grand. Okay, now who's got the coolest T-shirt in the world story?
The coolest T-shirt in the world story. Great website called stumbled upon there recently was pointlessbutcool.com, and it's a real gadget web if you like your gadgets, and it does exactly what it says in the tin: pointless but cool. You don't really have to buy these things, they're completely pointless but they look great. And one of the little things you can buy this week, I think it's new in their stock, is a t-shirt with a digital clock on the front of an LED clock that you can wear around so that people don't ask you the time when you're walking down the street.
Well, I'm definitely getting that. Really, I like the idea.
Sounds good
there.
It sounds kind of like, you know, I want one of those.com.
How much is it?
Similar, you know.
I think
it's $59, and it's also, and also you can get things for your computer, like you can get a USB cup warmer, a USB pencil sharpener, all powered by the USB ports in your computer. Now, if you, again, completely pointless, but they are kind of cool.
Yeah. I'll tell you, maybe if somebody promotes PC Live, we'll give them the T-shirt for free.
Oh. PC Live is great. I read it every week.
It's lovely. Yeah, it's a fantastic magazine.
€59, pointlessbutcool.com. Away you go. Actually, now if you don't have €59, might I make a suggestion of my own? It's not quite a clock, but if you go to, I think it's Maplin's, you know, the electronics store.
Yeah.
You can actually get a little label, you know, one of those LED displays that you see in shops, kind of saying, buy your bus tickets here or whatever.
Right.
You can actually get a small one of them that you can pin to your shirt.
Oh, wow.
And you can put whatever message you want on it.
Yeah, because I knew someone who had a belt version of that, because it came into my last place of work saying, I was with Orla Rappel last night, and I got the shock of my life.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it just came up.
Weird. Where can you buy them?
They're Maplin's, about €20, I think, or something like that, you know.
That's a brilliant one, and a great present idea as well, isn't it?
Very good. Like, always thinking. Now, inline selectors.
Yeah, this is
are these kind of, oh, he's, the phone is
ringing.
What does the big sign on the studio door say as you're walking in?
Turn off your mobile.
Turn off your mobile phone.
I paid €5 for this ringtone on the Vodafone port.
What is your ringtone?
Pisa Casada. Is it something like that?
Mendes or something?
Yeah, my Portuguese isn't very good, but it's
pretentious.
That Brazilian anthem, you know.
Masquerada, no?
Masquerada.
Now you're off the phone. Talk to us about inline stuff.
Yeah, well, this is the latest sort of trend. I suppose it was set in motion by Amazon, because when you bought something on Amazon, they, you know, like a CD, they would suggest you might also like this artist, you know, because you like the other artist. So now the big thing is, there's a site in the US called liveplasma.com. So if you're into a certain band, it will visually display the other bands that you might be interested in that are closely linked in the same genre or that they might have collaborated together with at some point.
How?
So, well, it's just visual. So you put in, oh, I'm trying to think.
So you go to liveplasma.com and you decide that you like the Killers.
The Killers, right, and a good example.
Okay.
So it might suggest the Bravery or the Editors or something like that. So, and it links it visually. So these
we're doing it now. We're doing it live there, right? On the podcast. We're on Live Plasma.
Are you going on to Live Plasma in order to buy the music of the Killers?
Getting suggestions for things that you might be interested in. So you find one band that you like. Well, here you go. Here are some other suggestions.
All right.
You know. In terms of what you want.
Sounds cool, actually. And it's a good way of getting to know different kind of music as
well. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So what's that called? Inline?
It's an inline selector, but the site is called liveplasma.com.
Liveplasma.com.
We're
going to
try
it
again. It didn't like our Firefox browser.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. Liveplasma.com up comes on the screen. And it's, do you have to register for this? Do you have to tell
what
kind of
music you like?
No, I tried
it. I did a keyword search. Didn't have to register. Should be okay.
Okay.
So type in Killers there, so, Dusty.
Do you want to try Killers? I was going to try something else, but I'll do Killers first and see what else.
Were you going to try Kylie?
Yeah.
Or Ronan Keating.
No, I wasn't going to. I was actually going to. Do you know who I was going to try? And I've forgotten his name now.
Who?
And I can't. I've even forgotten his song.
Is he out at the moment?
Don't say Niall's Barkley.
Richie Kavanagh.
My
girlfriend's got a mobile phone. Try that one.
You should know all about that.
Well, liveplasma.com, it doesn't seem to be loading for us. It's finding it and it's still loading. So it's obviously got some very cool. Anyway, we leave it there for a while and if it comes up, we shall take a look at it.
These live demonstrations, they never work, do they, when you want them?
Well, true. Now, listen, speaking of people who are doing cool things, do you guys know what Damien here has been doing in his spare time at side of the CGI studio?
No, he's been on holidays, has he?
Mm-hmm. He's been away.
Right.
He's been playing his Xbox. He has also been taking lessons on how to fly a plane.
Oh, now.
I just wanted to try something else, something
really,
different.
Because you were talking about Xbox Live and you were saying you were doing this
The Xbox 360 and I was talking Blazing Angels, right? Mm. Which, you know, you're flying a Spitfire in World War II and it's all great. The difference, of course, between that and real flying is I have loads of I've guns and rockets and machine guns, whatever else, on my little Robin 2160. I don't have any such thing. And but it's nonetheless, I know it's at first, before I went up, I was a little bit apprehensive because it's not like sitting in an airliner, and when you certainly feel the movements of the plane when you're bouncing around in a little two seater. So,
Damien, I'm terrified of flying. Well, not terrified of flying. I do not like to fly. Would it be good for someone like me?
I would suggest maybe a sit down with Flight Simulator on your computer first of all. I don't know if you're terrified of flying and it mightn't be such a good thing. You might be even more terrified after.
There's a cruel streak in me, Orly, you see, because I would be very much inclined to take you flying in a small little two seater plane that's got an engine that's smaller than a Fiat Seicento and to see how you get on. But maybe that is cruel.
That's
I shouldn't
cruel,
really be
cruel.
Saying those kind of things. But actually, I hate to ask you a personal question, but are you a control freak?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what my problem is with flying. I do not like the idea of someone taking over my life and being God for two
a lot
or three
of people,
hours.
So if you were taking a lift from somebody, you're
I'm fine
terrible
with
passenger.
That. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah.
Well, then in that case, I would say try it, because if you were sitting there in front of the control stick and you can see out the window and you're going, okay, I know what's going on.
Yeah. I've also tried one of those online lessons. You type into Google fear of flying and there's a free online lesson from a pilot. I was going to France a few weeks ago and all I could think about at night time was I have to get on a plane again. How awful. So I typed it into Google and I did a lesson. It took about an hour to do and they show all different videos. Of course, I have dial up, so I couldn't do that. But I read through it all and it really did help me. It's helped me now, but if someone said to me we're going to London in the morning, I'd say I won't do that.
All right, well, listen, a seamless transition going here. Damien, next time you're flying, take a picture so Orla can see.
Take
it, right?
Orla.
Okay. And speaking of pictures, Stephen's got news on digital cameras that you can do cool things with printers.
Yeah, there's a Canon camera out there now, the PowerShot A80, and you can actually wirelessly print your photos. Now, it's not Bluetooth as such, so you get better quality photos that you can actually print directly to a small accompanying photo printer. So it's great. You just get rid of your wires, have your your printer, your dye sub printer in your camera bag or in your holiday bag, I suppose.
Can you actually bring the printer in the camera bag with you?
Well, you could try or throw it in the rucksack or whatever.
So that means, right, forgive me for I'm getting things mixed up. Yeah. You could actually go out into the wild or Glendalough or wherever and take pictures and you
and
can
then
actually,
print off, yeah.
And then print off there and then. Wow.
Didn't
they have Polaroid cameras though 20 years ago?
I have a funny feeling that you're the only one who's excited by this. What's this? Just wireless printing?
Wireless printing, yeah.
Is it a battery powered printer?
Maybe I'm just too geeky and thinking
so.
It's great, you know?
Is the printer wireless?
It's a battery powered printer that is wireless. That works on Wi-Fi.
That does nothing for
so
me.
It doesn't do nothing for you.
Nothing.
Damien's not impressed. Orla's not impressed.
No.
The only thing that that doesn't impress me is because Polaroid were doing it 13 years ago.
And so, I don't know anyone who prints up their digital pictures, I have to admit. I don't know anyone who does that.
I did see a very cool thing in a store across the road from the studio where, and I can't for the life of me remember what this company is. It's an Irish company. But however, they give you a CD and you install a bit of software on your computer and you put in the pictures that you want printed into this software, and it'll show you page by page this book, and you're kind of creating it as you go along. And then you save it and then you send it off to this company, and then they will send you back a coffee table book.
Wow.
Like a full colour print. The thing. And it looks fantastic, and it's about €50 or something.
Great present, Dusty.
So there we go. We have two great presents.
We shouldn't be called Computers, Games, Internet anymore.
A totally free podcast, a service of Radio Telefy, Sharon. Listen,
another gift for you.
That is about it for this week's podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget, we're on the air with CGI, our very last.
I know, it is. It's a bit.
Thanks for the pregnant pause before you all broke down crying. Our very last CGI programme is going to be on RT. It's the 7th plus the Sunday the 9th of July, and it's going to be on just after the Angelus and the News.
The Angelus.
6 o'clock, all right. Until then, do have a good week. My thanks in the meantime to Orla and Damien, and also our best friend in PC Live magazine. He is the boss, he is the editor, he is the Don, Stephen. That's it from the podcast. Talk to you on air Sunday at 6 o'clock.
See
bye.
You.
Bye.